the world is becoming secret.
According to the Vedic understanding, the sinful life is based on four activities. Those four activities are meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, and gambling. Like, meat eating means himsa, violence, killing animals unnecessarily. Is it necessary to eat meat? There is so much food available. Fruits, grains, nuts, milk, vegetables. Why should we kill the animals? To eat their flesh. Intoxication. Toxin means what? Toxin means poison. Now, is it advisable to take poison? To drink poison? Does anybody want to drink poison? So why should we knowingly take poison? Poison has its effects. Sometimes this effect may be exciting. Like, what intoxications do? It affects our brain. What does poison do? Poison affects the activities of the organ. Like, it affects the brain, it affects the heart. And as a result of that, one dies. So poison leads to death. So intoxication is taking poison in small dose. That's the only difference. You don't die, but you come close to death. And it creates addiction. Intoxication, some intoxication has other effects also. Like alcohol excites the nervous system. It excites the nervous system and one feels very kind of very energetic. There are two types of effects of intoxicants. One type of intoxicants takes you up, and the other type of intoxicants takes you down. Now, either way, it is takes you away from your normal condition. You are what you are, but by taking that, you become somebody that you are not. Don't we see that when some people get drunk, they think that they are the king or they have become the monarch? Because it excites their nervous system. Now, that is why its effects are undesired. Some intoxicants that is very popular takes you high. Don't they say? Getting high on alcohol. Getting high on LSD. Getting high on morphine. Right? But you go high, then what happens? Because it's not your normal condition, you come down, you fall down. So going high is nice, maybe. But falling down, you get hurt. Like, that's what they experience. You know the expression hangover? You take alcohol, you feel high, but next day, what happens? You get a hangover. Because I'm not saying you, but those who take So now why should we go high artificially with intoxication? When we can go high, we can go high on our consciousness. And that is Krishna consciousness or God consciousness is giving us. It takes us to a higher level of consciousness. And when Prabhupada was preaching in America, early days, you see, the American youth were very much into intoxication like LSD. And they used to use the expression getting high on LSD. But they used to, then they also are familiar with the expression coming down. Go high, then come down. Coming down was difficult or bad. And then they would take some other intoxicants to kind of avoid that situation. But when they came to Krishna consciousness, when they became devotees of Krishna, then they started to use an expression, stay high forever. Through Krishna consciousness, you stay high forever. That means you go high and don't come down. Because when your consciousness is naturally awake, then there is no question of coming down. Because it is not artificially done, it's naturally done. Like your consciousness is elevated. That's why I was actually asking about your exams, about your studies. You see, when you take to Krishna consciousness, your result will improve. Because your consciousness is elevated. Right? Naturally, your intelligence, your awareness, your perceptions become better. You become more awake. You become more intelligent. You become more perceptive, receptive. And then another thing is, I spoke of four things, right? Meat eating is one thing, that is violence. Unnecessarily, why should we kill animals? Well, okay, now let us consider also. You all are intelligent boys, so you will naturally want to know why. Why meat eating is bad, isn't it? Why meat eating is bad? Okay, one simple consideration is, sometimes don't people say, well, vegetables also have life. You are killing vegetables. Okay, vegetables also have life, and maybe you are killing the vegetables. Not that all the time you have to kill vegetables. To get an apple, you don't have to cut the tree. Right? To get the grains, you are not killing the plants. The plants dry, plants die naturally when the grains are ripe. You know that, huh? Gehu, bhutta, chawal. After the crop is ripe, then the plants die. Then they cut the plant, harvest it. But yes, sometimes you can say the cabbage or cauliflower, then you are cutting it, yes. But the difference is the difference of consciousness. A cauliflower's consciousness and a cow's consciousness is not the same. Right? A cauliflower, it's a less conscious means less pain. More conscious means more pain. More feeling of pleasure and pain. So when you cut a cabbage, then cabbage is not feeling that kind of pain. But when you're killing a cow or an animal, say a goat or a chicken, you can see how it feels the pain because it's more conscious. Now when it feels the pain, what actually happens? The pain that it is experiencing at the time of death, that pain actually permeates through every single cell of the body. And when one takes the meat, takes the flesh of that animal, it takes the pain also along with that. And that pain accumulates in the body, making him susceptible to experience that pain himself. Right? That is why it is advisable that meat eating is not desirable. One may say, well, I'm not saying that he is suffering, but you will see, like, you at some point they will go through a very, very difficult and suffering condition. Whereas I can tell you, a vegetarian will not go through that kind of suffering as a meat eater will go through. And what to speak of next life? In this life he will suffer, and in his next life also he will suffer. But when one doesn't take meat, takes vegetable, and not only vegetable, Krishna Prasad, then it's not only, it will be less painful, but it will take away all your pains from your body. That is the thing about Krishna Prasad. So that's why meat eating should be avoided. That's why intoxication should be avoided. Then, say, illicit sex. What happens when one indulges in sex life? One feels that there is some pleasure in it. But what is the pleasure? The pleasure is losing semen. Now, actually the semen is the essence of your body. The semen is actually the basis of your power, intelligence, vitality and character. The more one is able to retain his semen, the more intelligent he'll become. More powerful he'll become. More aware he'll become. Like you can consider just a person who indulges in sex life too much and a person who abstains from sex life. Whose character is better? Who is a better person? One who controls his senses. One who retains his semen in his body. Like, if semen is the source of energy in your body, the more you retain, the more energetic you'll become. Right? So that is why human life is meant to retain semen. And that is done by, properly done by the brahmachari life. Brahmachari life means God consciousness. One may try not to get indulged in sex life, but it will be difficult. But when one gets the higher taste, then it will be easy. The simple point is, there is some pleasure out of sex life. That's why people get indulge in sexual activities. But when you have a higher taste, the taste that is higher than the sexual pleasure, then will you indulge in sex life? No. That's why the natural way of doing it, by developing your Krishna consciousness, getting the higher taste. Now then the fourth point is gambling. Gambling means being unfruitful. Gambling means hoping against hope. Did anyone of you ever buy a lottery ticket? Huh? Okay, you did. Tell me your experience. Let me introduce. This is Amitabh Krishna. Amitabh Krishna is from Pennsylvania, from Philadelphia. He is from the Penn State University. What did you do?
Business MBA.
MBA. You did your MBA. You didn't do your master. I mean, PhD.
Yeah.
You do. Okay. Okay. Now after doing his MBA in Penn State University, is one of the best colleges, universities in. It's an Ivy League also?
University of Pennsylvania,
yeah. University, not Penn State, I'm sorry. In University of Pennsylvania. You see, Ivy League colleges, their universities are called colleges in America. They're the best colleges. Like, you know, Harvard, you know, Stanford. These are all Ivy League colleges. University of Pennsylvania is one of them. I think it was set up by Benjamin Franklin. Yeah. You know Benjamin Franklin? Benjamin Franklin actually established that university. Anyway, now he could have a very nice career in America. He had some very good offers. I don't want to get into that. But he declined all that and he came back to India. And he came back to India with a job also. In that job, he'll get only a fraction of what he would have got in America. And that he came here to teach in an institution that actually prepared students to get admission in American universities. What's the name of that college?
Ivy Exam Group.
Ivy Exams.
Ivy Exam Group.
IB Exams Group. That's the name of the college. And, okay. It's a nice job actually. He'll have to work only 3 days a week. And that way he'll have time to go spend 4 days in Vrindavan. He got this appointment in Delhi so that he can be close to Vrindavan. And here is another boy, Shashank. Shashank also was studying in University of Philadelphia? University of Pennsylvania?
Rexall.
Rexall. Okay. And of course, Shashank thought, what's the point in continuing my studies? Since I decided to become a devotee, so let me just become fully involved. And as a result of that, he got into a big conflict with his father and mother. They were very worried actually, they wrote to me also. Anyway, so these two boys are from America. Now let us go into that. As I asked, Amitabh, maybe you can tell us how did you feel when you bought the ticket?
I felt very adventurous.
Very?
Adventurous.
Adventurous. Okay, I can tell you what actually usually people feel, because I heard people say that. When you buy the lottery ticket, maybe paying 10 rupees, but the first prize is probably 1 crore. Now, buying the ticket with 10 rupees, he starts thinking that he'll win the first prize. And he starts planning. When he gets 1 crore, what he's going to do with this 1 crore. So this is also, you're laid into an unreal life. You're kind of, you know, you're far removed from reality. So, and the thing is, that is one aspect. Another aspect is gambling. Gambling means you pay something little and hope to win a lot. Right? Okay. Then another aspect of gambling is cheating. Like you speculation is one hand, like people play cards. In America it's a very, or Europe also, poker is a very popular game. They play poker. And they think that their cards are the best, better than others. And they keep on putting the stake, hoping that his card is the best. Now whoever has the best set of cards will win. So in this way, like dwelling in a world that is not real. And there is a saying in Las Vegas that in Las Vegas no one became a millionaire. But many millionaires became paupers. See, Las Vegas is a big gambling center in America. So the point is, through gambling no one becomes rich. But many rich people become poor. Because it's like a nasha, it's like an addiction. They keep on spending their money, thinking that they will win. Sometimes they win. And when they win, they become more excited. But eventually, they lose everything. Now tell me, isn't it advisable to give up these activities? Right? Okay, now by giving up these activities, not indulging in these activities, what is happening? Our health is improving. Our consciousness is improving. Our intelligence is improving. Therefore, I will say that when you take to Krishna consciousness, you have to prove that you have become, you have done better in your study. Right? So is it happening? Your result is improving? How many of you have felt or seen that your result has improved? Very good, very good. Very good. I'm very happy to hear that. In a way, I also want to say, I also want to feel that if your parents come to me, then I can very confidently say that your son is doing better than ever. By coming in contact with us, he has become better. And isn't it desirable for me? Yes. Or should they come and complain? Why did you do this to my son? Our point is that we are actually here to improve everybody's life, not to reduce anyone's achievement. So thank you all very much that you have come to this, you have accepted this path. In the scriptures, in the Vedic scripture, it has been very clearly pointed out that this path is meant for the most intelligent class of people. This path, according to that standard understanding, was this path is meant for Brahmanas. Now, Brahmanas doesn't mean by birth. Brahmana means consciousness. The most advanced people of most advanced consciousness are called Brahmanas. Most powerful people are called Kshatriyas. So, Brahmana means most intelligent people. Jajanti hi sumedhasa. Medha means intelligence and memory. So if this path is meant for intelligent people. So take to this path and become the best people in this world. Not for becoming proud. That's why devotees are not meant to become proud. because they can so easily become proud. That's where the advice is, be humble. Don't become proud, but be humble. How? This humbleness will come naturally. The example is, when a tree bears a lot of fruits, what happens to the tree? The tree bends down. Similarly, a person who is very qualified, what will naturally happen? He'll become humble. It is a vain person who doesn't have any qualification becomes arrogant. And are you all reading Prabhupada's books? Are you chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra nicely? How many of you are chanting? Please raise your hands. All of you are chanting. Wonderful. So, please chant. Why should we chant? Why should we chant? Because through chanting, we remain in touch with Krishna. We may not feel that we are actually becoming connected to Krishna. But Krishna is watching us. We may not see Krishna, but Krishna is seeing us. And when Krishna sees that you are chanting, how will Krishna feel? Won't Krishna say he is a good boy? These are good boys. They are listening to what I said. They want to come to me. And is it difficult for Krishna to see what you are doing? Because Krishna is in your heart. Krishna is in everyone's heart. Therefore Krishna knows what everyone is doing. Whatever we are doing, Krishna knows. So when Krishna sees that we are trying to become a devotee, his devotee, then Krishna naturally is very pleased. Thank you all very much. So I'll, if you have any question, please feel free to ask. If there's anything I can do for you, please let me know. Yeah, do you have a question? Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Krishna.
As you said, you said such like, so now as we try, we avoid that on gross level, but subtle level, feeling after some scenes or repeating things becomes in our heart. In our mind, and sometimes due to the non-devotee atmosphere, we may commit some mistakes, feel guilty, and deal with it, and take a vow to not do it again. And so.
It's alright. Sometimes when you're progressing, when you're moving forward, sometimes there will be some obstacles. Don't worry about it. Overcome the obstacle. Alright.
I think
it's all. Spiritual master will understand. What really matters is the sincerity of our intention. If the intention is pure, then everything will be perfectly harmonized.
Generally, there is a kind of feeling amongst the students who are living in the bases that many of their friends who are outside, they are enjoying life in a different way, like watching movies and other things. But they are kind of a little cut off because they are not devotees. Sitting too closely with them also drags them towards Maya. So therefore, they are generally cut off, so they feel kind of lonely sometimes because everyone is doing something. They meet regularly in the college. They feel that they are like, sometimes, how to overcome that.
Yeah, that's why I was asking whether they're enjoying their situation. Enjoying your situation by abstaining from eating meat, taking intoxicants, indulging in illicit sex or gambling. Is it better or not? Now, if some people are indulging in those activities, is it safe to be in the association? Because association is very, very overpowering. If you remain in good association, you'll be inspired to be good. If you go into a bad association, you'll be encouraged to become bad. Now, there comes your intelligence. What does your intelligence say? What should you do? Become good or become bad? Naturally, become good. So in order to be good, remain in good association. And avoid, as much as possible, bad association. Bad association, of course, it may not be possible to avoid, but be very, very careful. When it is absolutely necessary to associate with them, do it. But do not become affected by it. Stay very cautious. Okay. Any other question?
Sometimes this conflict comes that preaching is important or base management is important.
That's also preaching. Or rather, we can say preaching. One is preaching, the other is service. Both are important. Base management means what are you doing there? You're taking care of the devotees. So taking care of the devotees is very important. Alright? And take care of them very nicely. How to take care of taking care of them nicely means what? First thing, that they are getting nice prasad. Right? Second thing is that they are comfortably situated. Third thing, that they are studying properly. And fourth thing, that they're involved in spiritual activities. Nice. Take care of this as the base manager or as a leader. That those you are taking care of, they are nicely situated. They're getting the prasad nicely, that they're living, their accommodation, their living condition is comfortable, they're studying nicely because they're students, they're in the base. It is actually a place where they're staying for their studies, and at the same time that their spiritual life is also going on. Okay? Yes? किसके साथ फ्रेंडली बनते हैं? बेस के रहने वाले डिवोटी वो तो अच्छा है उनके साथ हो तो हाँ जोक्स नहीं करना चाहिए डिवोटी मतलब सीरियस है ना अगर जोक करते हैं तो बता देना ठीक है ओके सो मे बी यू कैन चैंट अ लिटिल कीर्तन मृदंग तुम्हारा मैं पूछने वाला था मैं जब जैसे बताया बेस में प्रसाद ठीक से हो रहा है हाँ कोई असुविधा नहीं है प्रसाद ठीक से मिल रहा है। अच्छा, और बेस में सोने रहने का जगह सब कंफर्टेबल है, कोई असुविधा नहीं हो रहा है। अच्छा, पढ़ाई करने का काफ़ी समय मिल रहा है, यू हैव एनफ टाइम टू स्टडी नाइसली एंड एंड योर स्पिरिचुअल एक्टिविटीज आर गोइंग ऑन नाइसली। व्हेन डू यू ऑल गेट अप इन द बेस? 4:30। ओके, एंड व्हेन यू गो टू बेड? 10 o'clock. Anyway, not later than 10. Make it a point. Early to bed, early to rise. Makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. So, and make it a point to at least have 6 hours sleep. At least have 6 hours. If possible, go to bed at 9 o'clock. Even if you go to bed at 9:30 and wake up at 4:30, you'll have 7 hours. So, rest is important. You see, body and soul are together. Life means body and soul together. Soul is carrying the body. What is the size of the soul? 1/10,000 part of the tip of the head. Can you imagine how small the soul is? And how big the body is? Huh? So can you imagine how troublesome it is for the soul to carry the body? So at some point, the soul need to drop the body and have a little aram. So that is sleep. Soul doesn't have to carry the burden of the body. So soul needs the body, sleep. And you notice, after little sleep, now the soul is ready for carrying the body again. And then again, when the soul becomes tired, let him rest. Let him take some rest. Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale श्रीमाते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नाम Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Bhaktavinoda Jaya Shri Krishna
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
वेदांतो स्वामी नीति नाम नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाचार्य निर्विशेष शून्यवादी हरे कृष्ण। सो यू मे अरेंजमेंट फॉर योर प्रसाद